You throw them in the front, in the way I make the fire. Oh, we call them andirons.
Right. Okay, good.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, sure. How about name for small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling, we call.
All right. And how about particularly rich pieces of wood that you might cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
We call it logwood.
Okay. How about a place in the house, something that's built in, with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
We call that closet.
Okay. And how about one that's movable?
One movable, that's a chaffarole.
Okay. And how about a name for overlapping boards, you know, on the...
You mean like this weatherboarding?
Right. Yeah, that's what you call a weatherboarding or siding or clapboard or something. And we're sitting right now on your...
We call some call it round and some call it porch.
Okay. Fine. And then how about a small one with no roof?
Well, this is that I had that. That's what I said. Both of these, I built both of these porches myself. I called it just a platform out here. Didn't even have a cover on it.
Uh-huh.
I just walk out here and this had steps going out.
Right. How about a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed for milking?
Well, see, now we call that a cow pen.
Okay.
Make a pen them in.
Right. Milk. Now, how about a wall or fence made of rocks or stone, you know, just kind of piled up in the field?
Oh, you mean a wall? Well, let's see, what would you call it, a dam? Not a dam either, but it's to keep your land from washing away. I know what you're speaking of.
Would you ever call that
a rock road? We call it just built to...
Right,
yeah.
Rock road.
Yeah, yeah.
I see. How about a large wooden thing with a open at the top for carrying water?
A large one or smaller?
A large
one. Well, a large one, with one is a hogshead, and the other is a barrel, and the other is a keg.
Uh-huh.
Come on down to
I see, yeah.
Smaller than
How about one with a handle on the top?
Well, one with a handle on top, that's a bucket. We call that a pail.
Uh-huh. Well, is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
Well, they're the same thing. Some folks do water pails, some water buckets.
Uh-huh.
They're about the same thing.
And how about if it's made out of metal?
Well, it's made out of metal. That's what we call a pail.
I see.
But we use those in the house here now.
Right. And then, what would you call a heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying on the stove?
We call it, some call it a frying pan, some call it a skillet.
Okay. Which would you call it?
I call it a skillet.
Okay.
That's old stuff.
Yeah. What do you call the thing at the sink in the kitchen that the water comes from?
Well, we call that the sink. Where they wash dishes, you mean?
Yeah.
And then a spigot.
Right.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
And how about one of those things on a barrel? What would you call that?
Out of a barrel.
Thing on a barrel for burning.
Faucet.
Okay.
Yes, we call that a faucet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about the same thing on a out in the yard if you had a water?
Water spigot. Like you run water out in.
Yeah.
That's what we call a water spigot.
Okay.
Out there.
Right. And if you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
You mean a paper bag?
Right.
Yes,
right. Bag. And what would you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth?
Well, we call those sacks.
Uh-huh.
Some of them bags, some call them bags, some sack. You mean
right.
Like you put fertilizer in.
Right,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
what
yes.
Would you have would you add something to that, some kind of a name besides just sack? A special kind of a sack?
Well, we call them bag and sack, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is a bag and sack a term that came from picking cotton?
Well, that's a pick sack.
Uh-huh.
We make those out of cotton cloth, pick sack, but you take a bag and sack, it's old coarse woven, you see.
Uh-huh.
It won't hold stuff, and it won't last long.
Uh-huh.
We call them bag and sack.